That's the first thing. The second thing is, you need to be perspicacious. You need to understand that in this world, there's a whole bunch of people doing amazing shit that you are not doing. And that needs to piss you off. Because if it pisses you off, you become motivated all of a sudden. I was the only one who was pissed off when that Aston Martin was next to me and I had my sales job. I was the only one who was pissed off when I saw that Ferrari drive past. Other people were not annoyed by it. And when they're not annoyed by it, they're not driven to beat it. You understand? They're not driven to be where that person was. You need to be annoyed, and I'm telling you to be angry. Anger is a fantastic force. Like I said, the world tells you not to be arrogant, tells you not to be angry. It's two things it tells you to do. Don't be arrogant, don't have an ego, and you know, you don't have anger. You're a fucking man, you're a full-grown man. It's perfectly fine for you to be pissed off. It's perfectly fine for you to look around at your life, look at the girl you're fucking, look at the house you live in, look at the car you drive, and get pissed off and go, you know what, I want a hotter bitch, I want a fucking nicer house, I want a faster car. There's nothing wrong if you take that anger and you direct it in the correct direction. This is the reason I stopped fighting now. People go, why do you stop fighting? Because I fought and I went through hell to get everything I now have. I had nothing when I fought. I had nothing. And I wanted the life I now have. Now I wake up in one of my 3 mansions with one of my 7 supercars and one of my 15 women. What do I need to fight for? Like, people have different motivations for different things. There's some fighters out there who fight for other reasons, you know? But my motivation was, I was pissed off at the world. And now I'm not as angry as I used to be, so I don't believe I'm as good a fighter as I used to be. I'll still whoop some ass, but I'm not as good as I used to be. So that's why I've decided to retire early. But this is the second thing. So the first thing, believe you're the man. Second thing, you need to get angry about your situation. If you've bought this course and you're watching it and you're sitting there, right now you're watching it and you look around you and you don't own the home you're in, get pissed off. If there ain't a Ferrari on your drive, get pissed off. If you don't have 10 Playboy Bunny level beauties, get pissed off. And what the fuck? You need to sit there and realize, whoa. I have a few years of consciousness, and even less than that, I have a few short years as a young man, because age will damage you. I mean, if you're a millionaire when you're 60, it's not nearly as good as being a millionaire at my age. I became a millionaire at 28. So you need to realize you've got a few short years as a young man. You're fucking wasting them. You need to sit there and go, fuck, shit, get angry. Because getting angry, forced, directed anger, is an extremely powerful force. So these are the first two things you need to do for a G mindset.